7 states have wind energy projects underway that will double their capacities, the total amount of electricity that could be generated by wind. Wyoming, the largest coal-producing state, is among them. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports the surge comes after a decade of almost no growth in the state.
On a vast swath of prairie lined with 79 wind turbines, new blades are being delivered on the backs of 18-wheelers. Lane Anderson navigates the snow-packed service roads. He oversees all wind operations at Rocky Mountain Power, part of PacifiCorp. He parks under a massive turbine.
We're at 7 mile 409. This is our first test turbine for repowering.
This whole wind farm will be repowered, where new equipment allows the same turbines to produce more energy. New cells, hubs, and blades lying around the site will soon increase production by 20%. It's not the company's only project, either. Rocky Mountain Power is developing 4 new wind farms in Wyoming to be finished by 2021. Anderson points out one new site in the distance. It takes a second to make out the white sticks.
Our Dunlap wind site is over there in the distance. Over there at Dunlap, TB1 and TB2 will be on the north and south side of that wind plant, and Ecola will be right in between these.
With these 4 projects, plus 3 more from other entities, they will add more than double the state's existing wind energy capacity. 6 other states are also on pace to double capacity, including Arkansas, New Mexico, and Maryland. That's according to the American Wind Energy Association. This is just the latest push of what's been an upward trend in the past few decades for wind. In 2009, wind was less than 1% of total generation across the U.S. Now, it's 5 times that. Robert McCullough leads an energy consulting firm. He says the reason for all this growth is low costs.
It's much easier to buy power on the open market than maintain an elderly coal unit. And we're seeing that all over the United States.
A report from Lazard, a financial advisory firm, shows the cost of producing wind has gone down by nearly 70% in 9 years, sitting at prices dramatically below coal. Low prices are pushed even lower thanks to a federal tax credit that's set to end by 2020. Uday Varavadajan is a principal at Rocky Mountain Institute, a nonprofit focused on clean energy.
There are a lot of other states that are trying to figure out a way to put as much wind in the ground as they can.
With more and more demand from states with renewable standards and declining costs, he says it's hard for states like Wyoming to avoid new projects.
The question is, do you want to take that opportunity or not? And if you don't, it's getting harder and harder to say that you don't want to take that money from the people who want to buy your wind.
Wyoming hasn't been eager to embrace wind. If you live here, you know it's windy. The state has the 7th highest wind capacity potential, but it sits at 15th in installed capacity, according to the Department of Energy. And until this surge, growth has been stagnant. One wind developer says it's not easy to do business in the state. Paul Martin of Intermountain Wind says that's due to lack of transmission, public opposition, long permitting times, and a tax on wind, which only one other state has. Varavadajan explains the challenge.
I think Wyoming, more so than many of the states surrounding it, has not necessarily been a friendly place for wind to be developed.
Gillette Senator Michael Von Flatern says he has seen a lack of support at the state level. That's because it's felt like wind energy is supplanting other state industries, like coal. But with such good prices and coal on the decline, legislators have to figure it out.
You know, our customers demand it. We got to comply in some manner. We can't stick our head in the sand and try to say you'll take coal or you'll take nothing.
With less money coming from coal revenues, a group of legislators is motivated to pull more income out of wind. Lander Senator Cale Case is one of them.
We need to have a tax structure that matches the extreme long-term impacts on our viewsheds and the environment, the wildlife, everything.
Impacts like noise pollution, interrupting the view, and threats to birds and bats. Case says now is the time to raise Wyoming's wind tax. Instead of $1 per megawatt hour, $5. He says some legislators support it to improve regulation, while others do it because they just don't like wind. That's not him. Back at the 7 Mile Hill Wind Farm, Lane Anderson and Rocky Mountain Power do see Wyoming as a home to world-class wind, and that's not going away.
I believe the renewable resources will be moving into Wyoming a little more readily in the years to come.
The bill to raise the wind tax is expected to come in January's legislative session. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.